Good morning. How are you all today?
Good.
Tired? Always tired. Yeah, I know. It's like, I actually just have a sign made that says tired. I'm so glad you're here. Today we are celebrating the Epiphany. The Epiphany. Anyone know what Epiphany means? Don't move too far. I'm going to need you. Epiphany. Epiphaneo. Does that help? English, Greek, it's all Greek to you, right? So it means to be made manifest. Does that help? All right, show and tell. Does that work? Something is having a light shined on it. So in our gospel for today, it is about these three magi. Probably they were not kings. You know, we sing, "We three kings of Orient are..." Only they probably weren't kings. They were more likely astrologers. People who watched the skies, astronomers, who looked at how the stars moved, and they saw this star of prophecy, and they're like, "We have got to go see that." And they did, and they went to see how that was in the prophecy. So, we actually remember those three magi every year on Epiphany because they are revealing, something is revealed, made manifest, show and tell to them. Any idea who that might have been? Who was being made manifest? Who was the light of the star shining on? Oh, I'm so glad you said that. The baby Jesus, absolutely right. And so we actually put up some stars to sort of remind you where that might happen. Anybody see any stars anywhere? There's one up there. I've always wanted to put a laser light on that so it was like a disco ball, right? It'd be so cool. Maybe next year. There's a star up there, and what's below the star? The baby Jesus. Are there any other stars in the church? Can you cue the Zimbelstern? It's everybody's favorite. Even so, when Barry's playing really badly, he turns on the Zimbelstern. And then all is forgiven. He never plays badly. That's what's so beautiful. Yeah, so we have that star up there. That's supposed to say, "Hey, something important's happening now in the music. Something really cool. So come with me and let's go see Jesus because we haven't done that this year. And let's go see." So what do you notice that's different? Where's Jesus? Right in the middle. Yeah, the one with the little cool... Did you know when you were born there was a little halo with red sequins? Oh, no, that was just Jesus. Yeah. So... if you look at how this is laid out, here's the three magi over here. And can you see what they're carrying? What do they have? Gold and myrrh and frankincense. How do we know? This guy has? That's the gold because it's in a chest. And apparently, does that not look like he also has pearls? Yeah, could be some pearls. And then we see, so you know what gold is. And then we have myrrh, right? It looks like a big bottle that he's got there. Pretty cool. And then the frankincense looks just like one of these. I don't know if you've ever seen us use these before. Right? He's hanging out. So myrrh is oil, like perfume. And frankincense actually smells... let me check. Yeah. Just like that. Because we actually use frankincense. And we do this when people don't shower. And then we can hit it with some frankincense and everybody feels better about themselves. But those are the gifts. They were super expensive. And so these three magicians followed the star to find Jesus. Now, who did they go see first? Do you remember? King Herod. King Herod. who was worried because the star was supposed to make a sign that a new king had been born. Jesus. Herod was having none of it. Because he was the king, absolutely right. And so he decided, just to be on the safe side, that you kind of do away with all the babies, 2 years and younger, all the boys. Because he wanted to be king. But the three astrologers came and brought the gifts to Jesus. And instead of going back to Herod, like he said, because Herod said, look, when you find the kid, let me know. Because I want to pay homage to him. Which was Herod's code for saying, I want to, yes, you just cut right to it, don't you? Just want to kill him, right? And so instead of going back to Herod, they went home by another way. They went home by another way. So the kings, together with the shepherds and Mary and Joseph, see God being shown in this child. And this happens again and again, even for us. And so every year we remember when that star came over Bethlehem and we were reminded that God's beloved was born on that day. And that together with... Ooh, easy there, Jeff. Jesus' manger was a little shaky. Bill, I have screws for that. We remember that, like the three magi, we too are following God's star of love and truth and hope so that we don't have to go home by another way, but we can go home and tell everyone about Jesus. So thank you. Thank you for coming and seeing the three, we three kings who aren't really kings. And also, take a little sniff of the frankincense. If you want some more of this later, let me know. We'll do it in confirmation and light some. Thank you, guys. You can go back to your places. Let's sing verse 5.